Locker room chats continue here tonight, and we stay with Troy. And we're now on to boys basketball, and joined now by head coach Jonathan Rodbelt. It is brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, Johns Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. And it's been quite a run for the Troy boys here since the Christmas break. And coach, let's talk about the TBL tournament first. Your team only losing one game in the tournament last week at Washington County. That was to Axel in the quarterfinals. Axel would go on to win the tournament on Monday night, but you got wins over Valley Heights and then also Centralia to claim fifth place. Man, it's just a heck of a tournament and so many games to be played, but your boys battled, played well, and ultimately got fifth place.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. It was. We're very proud of how they played, and they really had to tough out a lot of these games. And we've faced adversity. We've had, you know, this year we've had three starters with knee injuries, too. And so just learned that one of our guys is out for the rest of the season, and that's tough. And it's all about how you handle situations and next man up mentality and everybody pulling for each other. Yeah, we had that good first round game against Donovan West, and the Axel game was a tough one. We knew they were good, and we did do some things we wanted to do. We played better man to man. Our offense has came along, especially our man offense. We're understanding more of the concepts, and that one, dang, we led most of the way and tried to pull away, and they just kept coming back on us, and had a 4-point lead there, and you know, we have some older experience, but also we're young in certain positions, and you know, we didn't value possession quite as well, and kind of gave up the late lead, and they also did give them credit to their good team, and obviously so, since they won the tournament, and they kind of took over late and capitalized on our mistakes late in that game and really iced the game away with their free throw shooting. And so, you know, just a hard fought battle there. And of course you kind of get, you get kicked into, all right, you got to go for fifth place, but how are you going to handle these situations, right? Or are you just going to collapse and not play well and think that you're too good for anything? And you know, that's not the way we teach them. That's not the way anybody teaches their team. So the next game was against Valley Heights, and that was a hard-fought one. And two teams, once again, it's definitely always a good matchup just because our styles are similar. And they had us for a second time, and they ran some different sets on us that we hadn't seen before. And we were behind for a little bit and then reeled them back in, and we had some discussions about our team leaders and stuff like that earlier in the week, and Reagan Hartman's one of our huge leaders for the program. You know, up to this point has always kind of had the yeoman mentality. I mean, he brings his lunchbox and his hard hat and goes to work every day, and he's in a different spot this year, and so he's got to score more points, and he had a big night. And we kept beating him the ball. He had the hot hand, so he had 33 against Valley Heights. And then, so we ended up winning that game. And that was a close one. And then, we played Centralia, and, you know, Centralia's got, has a really good record and was undefeated going into the tournament. And they're a tough team and a good team. And their new coaching staff is doing a really good job with them. But we were down, I think it was 20-35 at half, and not playing how we wanted to. And it was, again, the discussion about how are you going to handle this? You know, you could lay down and get rolled over, or you come out and play and do the things that we taught you to do. And so they got some good encouragement, and we knew they could do it. And I think we played our best half of basketball, and they came out on fire and just really got the wheels turning. And we ended up winning, I think, winning by maybe 11 points. And, again, our leader was there, Reagan Hartman. He had 21, but it wasn't just him. It was very balanced. A little easier because, everybody's offense is easier, of course. But, you know, we were driving and kicking. You know, they didn't know who to step up on. Do you stay out on the shooter that just hit a three, or do you to cut off the driving lane. So we just played super, super well. And that was our best half of basketball, I think, that we played since the second half of the Caraparaville game last year in the sub-state championship. So super proud of how they handled themselves. And then that was on Monday. And then we turn around, and Mar Hill's a good team. And they've got a really good shot to win their league as well, and they have a great record. And, you know, Reagan Hartman has 23 points. And, boy, it was just a huge win for us because we were ragged. We don't run a whole lot of zone. We ran man-to-man most of the time, and we pressed. And Coach Weststein had the reins last night and did a very, very good job and switched up to a 1-3-1 on them, I believe, in the second quarter. And I think that really did change the course of the game because they were stretching it out on us, and we pulled them right back in. And the boys made good plays. And then we got late in that game, and we kind of started to slip a little bit. A lot of it was, I think, tired legs make for tired brains, you know. And decision-making was a little off, and we had tired legs. We missed about every front end of every one and one we had last night. Give them credit. You know, they're building a winning culture down there, and they're going to be good for years to come with the coaching staff they have and the system they have in place. But, you know, they battled back, and they got it to overtime. You know, it came down to a last-second shot. We were up by one, and it was a contested shot. And, you know, on those, you can flip a coin. It's either going to go in or it's not. They hit the rim and went out. And so that was a huge win because the boys really had to dig deep. We were facing foul trouble and tired legs and twisted ankles. And so really proud of our team and how they've done. And, you know, Coach Weststein did a terrific job with them last night. So we're on a roll.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. 6-1 since the break. Fifth place at TBL tournament this past week at Washington County, and then turned right back around last night. Again, a win at home against Moore Hill Mounts Academy, who's right now atop the Northeast Kansas League. So you'll get Washington County coming up again on Friday, trying to keep the momentum rolling. That is Jonathan Ronvelt, the Troy boys basketball coach, joining us here. And, Coach, we appreciate it very much. Keep the momentum rolling. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.